This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Jason from Covina is asking me, what is the best way to quit smoking? So, you know, it's January, and this is when people will usually make New Year's resolutions. And for those people that smoke, this is when their family says, you need to quit smoking, you need to quit smoking. And they've been putting it off for months, saying it's a New Year's resolution, it's a New Year's resolution. Well, we're almost at the end of January. And if you haven't shown the family that you stuck to your promise of quitting smoking, you need to lickety-split start doing that. And for anybody that's been addicted to tobacco, it's easier said than done. Tobacco and nicotine products, those are not easy to come off of. And so, you know, personally, I have found in my years of practice that the people who were the most successful at quitting smoking were the ones that just did it. They had the mindset to do it. There are a lot of things out there that can aid you in it. In fact, let me also get you the tobacco hotline. The tobacco quit line is 1-800-QUIT-NOW. 1-800-QUIT-NOW. And these hotlines allow you to have counseling. They could even give free support and, you know, abilities to get either nicotine patches or some sort of help. The nicotine patches and the nicotine supplementation, I've had some issues with. When I was in training, the nicotine patches and gum were the biggest thing. And what the goal was with nicotine supplementation is if you go off smoking and you're about to jones or withdraw, if you have a certain amount of nicotine still coming into your system, you'll withdraw less. So there were a variety of patches, there still are, that have various levels. And we start you on one patch, and then we switch it down each week, or if that's too quickly, every couple weeks to a lower level, to slowly get your body off of nicotine. Some people swear by them, but the majority of people I know, it didn't work. As soon as they felt they weren't getting enough nicotine, they just couldn't, they quit it. The other thing, too, is many people with the nicotine patches said they couldn't stop putting something in their mouth. There was the act of smoking. There was something more than the nicotine, that the nicotine patch didn't do it, didn't cover them, didn't handle it. So you also can't just, when you do try to quit smoking, you can't just try to quit smoking with only one treatment plan. It almost needs to, you know, it takes a village. You need support. You need support from your family. You need support from your friends. You need support from your coworkers. If they're going on break, and they're like, we're having a smoke, you need to not have that temptation. It's funny, when I used to work for the EPA, you would get an additional break if you were a smoker. So for those who smoke, they were able to get an additional break. So I found out that, you know, if I pretended I smoked, I could take some extra time. I didn't, because I was such a workaholic. But, you know, those types of moves where, well, you know, you're allowed to take this time off, you know, if you're a smoker, I think those are now obsolete. But work, unfortunately, can very easily put you back in that habit. So we have medicines like Zyban, Wellbutrin. Wellbutrin is an antidepressant, and I believe they had found accidentally that it curbed people's smoking cravings. While they were studying the use of Wellbutrin, I believe in certain psychiatric settings, they found that those on Wellbutrin were craving cigarettes less or asking for cigarettes less. you know, from their, you know, hospital staff or their healthcare team. So then the people of bupropion were able to, or the pharmaceutical company came up with Zyban, which is obviously similar to Wellbutrin, to use for smoking cravings. Some people say Zyban works, others no. But if you do have some elements of depression, lack of motivation, and you smoke, a medication like Wellbutrin or Zyban might, you know, be something that could assist. You could talk to your medical provider about that. You can't use that medication if you've ever had seizures. If you have mania, high anxiety could unfortunately worsen with that. And then we have Chantix. Chantix is a medication that came out about 25 years ago, maybe 20, 25 years ago. And what it is it's like a decoy. I look at it as a pretend nicotine where you take the medication 7 days before you quit. So you come up with a quit date. Let's say your quit date will be February 4th. So 7 days prior, that's when you start taking the medication. So you start loading it, increasing it in your body. Then when you quit smoking, let's say February 4th, you just continue your dosing of the Chantix. Your body, rather than withdrawing from the nicotine, will hopefully be placated by the Chantix. Where, you know, things go wrong is when somebody continues to smoke while on the Chantix. The brain figures it out pretty quickly, I think. The brain's like, wait a second. If this is the real thing, then what's this? And then, you know, the decoy has been outed and found. So, you know, doing Chantix correctly, and then it's a three-month program, could be extended to 6 months, and your medical provider watches you every month and is there for you. And, you know, if you have side effects like bad dreams, suicidal ideation, sometimes we'll stop it, obviously. We don't want to give Chantix to anybody who could be at risk for suicide because this is playing with the brain. It's brain trickery, basically, you know, to not have your body craving the nicotine. But some people have claimed a lot of success on Chantix because some people, they just can't quit cold turkey. They need something to help with those cravings because they have to work, they have to function. But, you know, I've spoken to you about this. A lot of people, you know, smoke not so much because of the nicotine high or their love for tobacco. Is that's how they kept their weight off. That's how they manage stress. And so when people start to gain weight or get hungry and they don't have that cigarette to reach for, they're going to be at higher risk of relapsing because it's not so much the nicotine, it's the habit. So breaking habits also takes some time. And go to the quit line, 1-800-QUIT-NOW, QUITNOW, and they provide a lot of support for those who want to quit smoking. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So President Joe Biden today signed an order allowing transgender individuals to serve in the military. This is reversing a Pentagon policy that occurred during the Trump administration that barred transgender individuals from serving in the military. The new order Biden signed in the Oval Office during a meeting with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin overturns this ban, and it immediately prohibits any service member from being forced out of the military on the basis of gender identity. So this decision comes, according to AP News, as Biden plans to turn his attention to equity issues he believes to continue that continually shadows all aspects of American life. And so he had planned in his first week of president to advance equity and support communities of color and other underserved communities. He signed the order on Monday. He said, "What I'm doing is enabling all qualified Americans to serve their country in uniform. America is stronger at home and around the world. When it is inclusive, the military is no exception." He says, "Allowing all qualified Americans to serve their country in uniform is better for the military, better for the country, because an inclusive force is a more effective force. Simply put, it's the right thing to do and is in our national interest." So, the order directs the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security to take steps to implement the order for the military and the Coast Guard. And it says they must re-examine the records of service members who were discharged or denied reenlistment due to gender identity issues under the previous policy. Now, the departments have to submit a report to the president on their progress within 60 days. So, you know, people ask, you know, is there any controversy to this? Well, you know, on one end, anybody who wants to serve our country and, you know, serve our country is, as far as I'm concerned, they shouldn't be prohibited. And the gender identities of people are going to become less defined and less absolute, as you know, when people are now filling out applications. Actually, when I'm taking care of patients on telemedicine, you know, there's male, female, and more people are non-binary, or they're non-committing to one or the other. So we're seeing advancements and progress in the delineation of you either being male, female, and having to stick to that. However, there's a lot of concern about the military having to pay for transgender treatment and maintenance hormones and care. So one of you had asked, how much does it cost to undergo the transgender transformation and then upkeep? Well, it depends. It depends on what you do, how much you do. It depends if you're going from male to female or female to male. Medical treatments such as breast augmentation can obviously be to the thousands. Those medical treatments to have body parts removed can also, you know, go into the thousands. So it could be anywhere from $30,000, $40,000 to hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now, just because there are institutions allowing, you know, there to be no more bans on transgender doesn't necessarily mean the surgery is being paid for. But hormone treatments, they range. You know, some hormone treatments could be as simple as, you know, $20-$30 a month, depending on insurance. Many people in Congress have been asking for insurance to include those sorts of treatments. But for others, it could be hundreds of dollars a month, depending on how much, you know, how much they need. And so, you know, it is care. It is costly. According to Managed Healthcare Connect, approximately 75-78% of individuals seeking gender dysphoria care will pursue hormone treatments. And according to a Dr. Hopwald, the prices of these will vary by delivery method. Oral estrogen costs $20 monthly. Injectable estrogen, roughly $150 to $200 monthly. Spironolactone, to stop hair growth, $10 to $20 monthly. For transgender men's hormone therapies, testosterone injections can be $80 monthly. Testosterone patches, more than $300 monthly. Testosterone gels, $300 to $350 monthly. So the military taking on these costs, you know, I could see are a concern. But if health insurance eventually covers it, then hopefully the military doesn't have to pick up those costs. Of course, there's a lot of debate on, you know, how does it work with barracks? You know, how does it work with, SEAL Team 6, things like that. But, you know, that's not for us to debate. But I have been asked, what sort of medical conditions will disqualify you currently from the military? Well, you know, it's interesting. There's still some gray areas. You know, when you see a recruiter and you get, you know, examined and you have to do your medical, either exam and your questionnaire, there are certain things that could prevent you from being signed up. You also want to be very forthcoming, because if it does get found out later, you could be discharged dishonorably for, quote, fraudulent enlistment. So military.com has a list of conditions that may disqualify somebody from military service. Right? With the esophagus, it could be ulceration, varices, fistula, aplasia, dysmotility. So issues with your esophagus. Stomach issues like an ulcer, an active ulcer, gastritis. If you have some congenital abnormalities from birth, like a pyloric stenosis as a kid. If you have inflammatory bowel disease, intestinal malabsorption syndromes, diverticula, GI bleeding, viral hepatitis, cirrhosis of the liver. If you have current gallbladder issues, you know, if you had surgery, you could qualify, but if you have current gallbladder issues, that could be an issue. Pancreas issues, pancreatitis. If you have an anal fissure, an anal fistula, if you have an anal or rectal polyp, hemorrhoids can actually disqualify you from the military, internal or external. Now, I know some people are thinking, well, you know, China's about to go to war with Taiwan. In case there's a draft, you know, maybe I need to have a hemorrhoid flare-up. Well, no, I don't know if that would, these are disqualifying conditions for draft, but this is what military.com is listing. If you have an enlarged spleen, if you have a hernia, if you have recent history of abdominal surgery, if you had a bypass surgery of the stomach or stapling for obesity, if you have certain artificial openings, anemia, hemorrhagic disorder, immunodeficiency, if you have diseases of the jaw, that could incapacitate and interfere with your performance of duty, severe malocclusion. If you have certain ear issues, dizziness, a perforation of your tympanic membrane, you know, it might be a couple months before you can join. Issues with your hearing, diabetes. Diabetes could disqualify you. Adrenal dysfunction, acromegaly, gout. Thyroid disorders that are not controlled, hyperthyroidism, nutritional deficiency. If you have limited range of motion of your arms, elbows, hands, they will measure you. If you have multiple fingers or the absence of two fingers, including like your index, middle finger, or ring finger, certain scars that are symptomatic, any paralysis or weakness. Lower extremities, they have issues on, you know, how much you can move your hips and knees and foot and ankle, club foot, flat feet that could prevent you from wearing military footwear could possibly. They will let, I believe, people with flat feet, but if it prevents you from wearing certain footwear. If you have knee issues, hip dislocations, arthritis, severe arthritis, history of fractures, dislocations, osteoporosis, thin bones, if you have bone infections, issues with your eyes, there's just a whole list. Certain visual field defects that can't be corrected. Let me see what else here. And again, you know, when you look at these, you know, genitalia, this is interesting, okay? For female genitalia, if you have abnormal uterine bleeding, if you have no periods that they can't explain, like, you know, are you pregnant? If you have painful periods, hermaphroditism, if you have both male and female body parts, you might be disqualified. Now, that's interesting because now they're allowing, you know, with transgender, there might be, you know, transformation of some body parts or surgery. So I find that interesting. Menopause, so there goes me. Ovarian cysts, obviously if you're pregnant. In terms of joining the military while you're pregnant, abnormal pap smears, male genitalia, if you don't have both your testicles, you could be, you know, pregnant. And again, this might all be changed with the new order, you know, from Biden. But if you want to look at the military issues that could disqualify you, definitely go to military.com. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY, don't go away.
The
stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Sons. President Joe Biden signed an executive order today to repeal the ban on transgender people serving in the U.S. military.
And what I'm doing is enabling all qualified Americans to serve their country in uniform and essentially restoring the situation that existed before with transgender personnel, if qualified in every other way, can serve their government in the United States military.
The executive order reverts to policy enacted during the Obama administration in 2016 that allows transgender Americans to serve openly and overturns the ban ordered by President Donald Trump during his first year in office. The signing took place in the Oval Office at a ceremony for new Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, who was confirmed last week. Lloyd Austin becomes the first black person to hold the position of Defense Secretary. You're listening to USA Radio News. California officials are easing COVID-19 restrictions. We get details from Lance Pry and the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
California said Monday it is lifting a regional order that called on residents to stay at home except for essential activities, as the state cited positive signs about the spread of COVID-19. According to a release by the California Department of Public Health, nearly all of the regions that were previously under a stay-at-home order will return to the state's tier system for coronavirus. Hair salons, tattoo parlors, nail salons, and other similar places may also open with modifications in the purple tier, the most severe indicator. State Health and Human Services Secretary Mark Galli said the December holidays did not overwhelm the healthcare system to the degree they had feared. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
3.1 million of the 25 million COVID cases in the United States are in the state of California, which has a population of 39 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, the Monday morning quarterback, and by the way, let's just quickly just say congratulations, the Bucks and Chiefs going to the Super Bowl. The Bucks beat the Chiefs have played the Bills, and I don't have the score, sorry, you got to easily look it up. And then I just know the Bucks played the Packers. And, by the way, that meme, I don't know if you guys have seen that meme with Bernie Sanders sitting there during the inauguration with his mittens. There's a meme now circulating with Tom Brady in the background. that jersey number 12, playing for the Bucks. And there's Aaron Rodgers in Bernie Sanders mittens sitting there on the sideline. So the Packers played a hard season. Yeah, they were, what, in the Super Bowl back in, oh, gosh, was it 2008? Well, anyway, so, I'm not a Packer fan by any means. I'm a Cowboy fan. But I love players, and I think certain players are fantastic. And Aaron Rodgers, obviously, is fantastic, but I love Tom Brady more. So big congratulations on the Bucks. What's fascinating about the Bucks win is they are going to be playing in Tampa Bay at their home stadium. So it's going to be a very interesting Super Bowl for such a crazy year. Just a crazy year with football and COVID. I have to admit, I was wrong. I thought that the NFL season would be canceled because there was no way to do the social distancing. There was no way to keep, you know, everybody social distance from the scrimmage line. I was right about that, right? There was no way to have people wear masks on the football field. So I thought NFL was going to cancel. And apparently they were able to make it happen, even though they couldn't wear masks and social distance out on the field and on the sideline. But, you know, the rules were tweaked for them. They had to still do COVID tests. They still had to be very rigorous with their sanitation practices and masks and things like that. So it's for some reason, the NFL season was still able to happen. Millions upon millions of dollars, possibly billions of dollars lost because of stadium, crowds not being allowed and, you know, lack of, vendors and even advertising went down. So, you know, I know a lot of people are kind of upset with the NFL with everything that happened, you know, with the Pledge of Allegiance, with the Star Spangled Banner, and I get it, but I just love football, and football to me is an escape. You know, from all the craziness going on in this world, which is why I couldn't stand when football got political. But just watching Tom Brady play and even Mahomes play is, to me, euphoric. So I'm really proud of these teams. I usually will give you guys my medical predictions on who will win. I think I'm now at about 92% correct. And so I haven't looked at the NFL injury report, and now with COVID, that makes it a little tricky because we don't get all the data that I need for me to make my picks. But I gotta say, right now, gut instinct, I'm thinking it's gonna be the Bucks, and I understand the Chiefs are favored. But don't worry, I will, once I'm able to see, it's gonna be probably a couple days before the NFL injury report to see what happens during practice, I'll let you guys know. Alright, so I was talking about being Monday morning quarterback in terms of the COVID virus and what happened with our response last January. And we are being told from a new investigation from Reuters that the CDC missed early signs of COVID spread because they didn't test evacuees from Wuhan, asymptomatic patients, and travelers on cruise ships hit by outbreaks. Now, I thought we didn't have test kits that readily available. It took a while for us to get the test kits and start testing them. But this new investigation being reported by Daily Mail from Reuters found that the CDC's response to the pandemic in its early days were harmed by inaction. 57 Americans were evacuated from Wuhan to Nebraska. The CDC rejected attempts made to test those who were asymptomatic, we're being told. After arriving in Japan to help evacuate passengers from the Diamond Princess cruise ship, officials had to borrow PPE when theirs didn't arrive on time. Doctors also had to turn away CDC staffers seeking to board the ship because they had no current experience in emergency medicine and infection control. Ill cruise ship passengers who later arrived to quarantine in the U.S. were mixed healthy patients, exposing them and other staff members to illness. That I agree with. That was a mess. People who were healthy, because they were forced to be stuck on the ship, later became unhealthy. CDC Director Redfield admitted that asymptomatic patients could spread the virus after 23 people at a Washington Rehabilitation Center tested positive. You remember, back in, was it late January, early February, we believed ground zero in America was Washington. Washington, this rehabilitation center, seemed to have the first cases. Now, maybe it's because that's where most of the active testing was done. But by then, it was all over. But the first cases that we reported on apparently were in Washington State. So critics have asserted that the CDC fumbled, certain things. If I remember correctly, we didn't really have a lot of test kits. And this, we were getting misinformation out of China. And I'm not saying this to defend the CDC or defend any administration, but we need to be very careful about how we play Monday morning quarterback, because, I mean, a year ago wasn't that long ago. And I remember us questioning, you know, what do we have in terms of amounts of masks, amounts of, access for healthcare workers to be able to test in the hospitals? They couldn't test. The CDC said, look, if it looks like it, sounds like it, talks like it, call it coronavirus. Put that on the death certificate, because if, you know, you can't test, you know, you need to move on to the next patient. Don't delay. Just test. So, how much did the CDC mess up? Well, I'm sure we are going to hear reports of, which has already, you know, started to surface. You know, oh, President Trump told us to not panic everybody. You know, and, you know, we were told to just kind of lay low and, you know, not make everybody panic. And, you know, I think that, you know, everybody kind of got caught with their pants down, kind of like Pearl Harbor, unfortunately. You know, and then, and again, people could go back and say, yeah, but there was a warning. You know, how much warning did we get? You know, where was the World Health Organization with this? I mean, maybe they did warn us, and maybe that might come in a report. Maybe they did warn us and we didn't listen. You know, I mean, you know, where are the emails? Where are the, you know, so there is going to be an investigation, and don't be surprised. There's going to be probably some, you know, finger pointing and can being kicked down the sidewalk and some, you know, people who were kind of sitting on their thumbs. I mean, I don't know if you've ever worked in any sort of business or organization, but there's always people that, you know, I mean, I remember telling somebody, look, I'm concerned about this. This is a problem. And I get blown off. And I'm sure there were people that were blown off. I don't think anybody would have imagined a virus like this to spread so quickly and be so deadly. And people were pretty busy already with a bad flu season, or what they thought was flu. And telemedicine was exploding. People were using telemedicine. So people might be sick at home, but they were going to telemedicine. And so, you know, it was being called flu or a cold. They were asking for antibiotics to get antibiotics. And so there could have been cases before, but because nobody was testing for the flu, because they were, well, a lot of people weren't, because they were getting cared for over the phone without getting tested. We couldn't see, you know what? We're having a lot of people sick with low flu numbers. Now, I think flu numbers were still high, but, you know. So, you know, I really don't want to lay blame, but if we do want to be better prepared the next time this happens, and God forbid it can, you know, we could have another Zika outbreak or Ebola outbreak or a new type of coronavirus. I think we do need to learn from our mistakes. And I think keeping people stuck on a ship and letting them get sick, you know, and then, you know, not having the tests, you know, readily available and not having enough masks and protection, those were problems. 1-877-DOC-LA.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, nearly 2,000 doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine were compromised at the VA Medical Center in Jamaica Plain after a freezer failed. This is in Massachusetts. Earlier this week, a contractor accidentally unplugged the freezer while cleaning after a pipe burst and flooded the room where the vaccines were stored. As a result, 1,900 doses of the vaccine were compromised. They say for the Moderna vaccine, it's 12 hours. Once it's been at room temperature for longer than that, you can no longer assure that it's effective, and so you can't give the vaccine. That's according to Dr. Paul Bittinger, Medical Director for Emergency Preparedness at Mass General. So a spokesperson for the VA Boston healthcare system told WBZ that the vaccines have not been discarded. Total said the freezer was in a secure location, had an alarm system installed, and investigation is underway to determine why the monitoring and alarm system did not work. So replenishment doses are in process, and then hopefully they could get back on, you know, line. The mRNA, the messenger RNA, is really, really fragile. They say that a good analogy is M&M that, you know, can melt really quickly. And so the mRNA needs to have the very, very cold temperatures. And so once it went to the below temperature, there should have been obviously an alarm. A 6-inch chiller pipe burst flooded the pharmacy area where the vaccines had been kept. During the cleanup operation, some of the contractor personnel that were doing the abatement accidentally pulled the freezer out. They had enough, at least, they said that was enough, and they think that for it to, you know, oh, they said they had enough to still give shots, but freezer on wheels was brought in specifically to store the COVID vaccines, and Dr. Vincent Ng said it did not have a bracket on the plug at the time. Now it has been rewired with one, so the alarm on the freezer should have gone off when the temperature dipped, but it didn't. So they are looking into that. But, yeah, unfortunately, this is why, you know, we're having these little bumps in the road with the rollout. It's because, you know, little things like this happen. And, you know, 1,900 doses, that, you know, that's, you know, close to 1,000 people that can't get their shot. Now, are we done with this? Or are we going to be done once we, you know, get through the vaccine? Or are we going to have to do this annually? I think it's going to be annual. I think if COVID doesn't just go away like the original SARS did in 2002, maybe not the original, but a type of SARS did back in 2002, 2003, I don't see how we are going to be able to keep up with the variants without doing boosters. And we even talked about how Moderna's working on a booster, especially for the South African variant. Well, British officials are now saying, yeah, we probably are going to have to expect annual shots. They say the emergence of new variants of the virus that causes COVID-19 signals the future in which health authorities are locked in a cat-and-mouse battle with shape-shifting pathogens. And because it's faster spreading, more people could get sick. Some of the vaccines could be less effective. So Dr. Anthony Hardin, a physician who advises the UK government, says we are living in a world where coronavirus is so prevalent and rapidly mutating that there are going to be new variants that pop up. We may well be in a situation where we end up having to have an annual coronavirus vaccine. So I'm not surprised. That's something that I think a lot of us have realized. It's just hopefully the annual vaccine will be a one-shot thing. And it would be great if it could be something that could later be combined with a flu shot. Right now, it has to be separate. Getting people in to get their flu shot is already like, you know, trying to, you know, herd a bunch of cats and mice and whatever to get in and get that done. If you can't give them at the same time, and then you have to give a COVID vaccine in two doses, you know, it's going to be really, really hard to look at compliance. Now, speaking of the two doses, what about the 12-week gap versus the 3 or 4 week gap? If you get a Pfizer vaccine, you need your second dose in 3 weeks. If you get a Moderna vaccine, you need your second dose in 4 weeks. Well, what many people, whether it's mayors, governors, government officials, health officials, are flirting with is the idea of let's just give everybody that we can their first shot and then follow up with the second when we get more doses in. This way we protect more people. And I understand that. I think the one shot doesn't protect as much as we need it to. We don't have a lot of data that the one shot does the trick. Maybe at best 50% protection. But at least they could get the shot out. If there's a bunch of adverse events coming with the second shot, those don't get to be highlighted that much, and more people can at least get one shot before they change their mind. But a group of doctors in the UK is urging the country's government to scrap its decision to have those who have received a first dose of Pfizer to wait up to 12 weeks. They say no other nation has adopted the UK's approach, and a lot of medical officials are worried that people might not have appropriate immunity. In a statement, the British Medical Association says there's growing concern from the medical profession regarding the delay of the second dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, as Britain's strategy has become increasingly isolated from many other countries. They say no other nation has adopted the UK's approach. Well, I wouldn't really take that as a, I mean, I wouldn't say, oh, just because America's doing it, we can do it. I mean, America, I don't know if they know what they're doing either. I mean, everybody's kind of making this up as they go. They're pulling it out of the retroperitoneums and, you know, hoping for the best. So, you know, I mean, if I had to be asked, you know, do we give everybody, you know, that we can the vaccine and give them partial immunity, I won't be able to answer that because I just don't know what the data shows. I am under the impression, especially when Pfizer and Moderna didn't really jump on very excitedly about that option, my guess is the one-shot efficacy, even at 50%, is an overreach. And in order for this vaccine to be done right, the fact that the pharmaceutical companies felt they needed that booster and that booster in a certain time frame makes me think that, you know, the vaccine really works when it's two shots. But then on the flip side, if you have people dying and they need help, you know, and it provides some sort of protection, you know, so it's really hard to say. It's, you know, we started with the healthcare workers because they are the ones that are bombarded with this over and over and over again. And so one argument is, well, whoever's going to have the most exposure or be the most vulnerable, try to give them the two. And then you can mass vaccinate everybody else. But I'm not sure why it's taking so long to mass produce enough vaccines and transport it and have all these freezer issues like they're having. So it's a difficult decision. AstraZeneca thinks a first dose of its vaccine will give protection after 12 weeks. But, you know, nobody has studied that. Researchers in Britain have begun collecting blood samples from newly vaccinated people in order to study how many antibodies they are producing at different intervals, like 3 weeks from the shot to 24 months. Well, obviously, we aren't even at the 24-month mark, so that's going to take a while. So, you know, we still don't know what is the most ideal way to choreograph the vaccines. And so we also don't know if we make somebody wait 12 weeks between shots, did that first one completely, you know, peter out, sputter out, and now we have to do it again. So there could be fear that if we wait too long between the second dose, people are going to need a third. So, again, when I use the term cluster, I'm not, you know, being overly pessimistic. This is just, it's a mess because it's just too soon. It's too soon to tell. I mean, if somebody really forced me to choose, I'd be like, well, you know what? Give as many people the shot for some protection. You know, I can understand that, but I'm maybe a 51-49, or I'm almost like, you know, how the Senate is split 50-50 with Kamala Harris, you know, going to throw in the tie. That's kind of where I'm at with this, you know, because it's just too close to call. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you that don't listen live, call in with your questions. We have an answer line, and we could answer them on the next live show, 1-877-362-3254. Be well.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542.
1-800-242-5542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.